Welcome to this International Crisis Group podcast. I'm Conor Walsh. Security is much better now than it was 18 months ago in Chad.
In May 2009, a coalition of Chadian armed groups attacked the government troops.
That's Sada Doom, Crisis Group's senior Chad analyst.
The Chadian government military reaction was in May 2009 with a huge deployment of military forces and new weapons in the Eastern Chad. So by this deployment, the Chad government wants to show to the rebel groups that as this step is not possible to them to renew the attacks they have launched, notably in February 2008.
So the offensive failed and in a way contributed to stability.
It's obvious that by using much of Chad oil's revenues, the Chad government has changed the balance of power by better equipping, reorganizing, and remotivating the national army.
In January, Chad's government made an agreement with Sudan's, and the rebel coalition has been ever more squeezed since then.
Chad has now a chance to move towards sustainable normalization, but the government of Chad must provide rebel leaders a framework for discussion and offer an honorable way to leave the armed struggle. The government of Chad also should carry out the internal reforms it has committed itself in order to open political space to the opposition.
Adoum says that the main risk to Chad is that its strategy, along with that of Sudan, towards the insurgents remains unclear.
Recently, Chadian authority arrested four former senior Chadian rebels as soon as they came back to the country to negotiate. The arrest of these leaders were meant to dissuade other former fighters from laying down arms after years of fighting against the government. And I would also add that some of the Chadian opposition fighters have reportedly been relocated by the Sudanese government to some regions in Sudan, like Abyei and western regions of Sudan, in violation of the security protocols agreed by the two countries.
That was Sada Doom, Crisis Group's senior Chad analyst. Find out more about Chad under the Regions and Countries tab on www.crisisgroup.org. Thanks for listening to this International Crisis Group podcast.